just unbelievable feeling. You know, I think I said it on the pitch, finally a group of lads deserved the medal this year. It was our lads. We put everything into the season and we came up just show you the league. But I think we said to ourselves today, you know, we weren't giving this one up easily. And we fought right to the last minute and Shawnee came up with the winner, and it couldn't have gone any better for us.
Yeah, you beat them 4 times now out of 5 this season, but it must be great to beat them when it really matters.
Yeah, that's it. I think there was a bit of pressure on us going into the big games, because a lot of people said that when the pressure was on and when points were up for grabs and it was big, that we didn't really get over the line. But I think in this case we just showed just how good we are and that we can match them any day of the week, and that, it's just unbelievable feeling.
And how do those big games in Europe stand towards you? And you know, you've played in huge arenas already this year. Coming to an event might have been a bit easier.
Yeah, I think it did make it a bit easier. Obviously, you're used to the surroundings, but obviously I was here last year, so it was more of an occasion last year. Whereas this year, you know, we're coming to win it, and we were just happy enough—not happy enough, but we were just delighted to be in the final last year. Whereas this year, you know, we said to ourselves, like, we're getting back there, we're getting back to the final, but we're going to win it this time. We're going one step further, and. Obviously, it's just a great achievement from all the lads, you know. As I said, if anybody deserves it, all them do.
Benno, FA Cup champion.
Thanks,
guys.
See you once.
Thank you.
Champ.
Well done. I'm happier this week.
FA Cup champion, Benno, how does that sound?
Sounds pretty good, Roar, you know what I mean? Third time lucky. Real rush of emotions at the end. It's something that we deserve this season, really, you know. It's 3 times we've beaten them, you know. They've beaten us once, like. So, if they didn't have such a phenomenal season, we would have got a lot more credit, I think. So it's just a beautiful feeling, but I'm so happy.
And what about that goal from Seanan Maguire? Something you're always going to remember, I'd imagine.
Yeah. The pile on we had afterwards, I seen people coming out, I didn't know where they were coming from, and everyone was jumping on. It was, you know, it's probably a cruel way for them to lose it, but it's a beautiful way for us to win it, and I'm so happy, boy. I'm so happy.
Listen, Alan, you ran towards the Cork end and Mark McDuffie grabbed hold of you.
Yeah.
You had a moment together. What was that like? Has it been a lot through a lot, you two guys?
Yeah, we have. And we really wanted it, you know. It's a bit emotional, to be honest. It really was.
A few tears.
Yeah, it was. I'm so happy for him. He probably feels the same for me. And he's such a great guy. And he's such a Cork man, you know, true and true. And, like, I've been supporting this club since I was young, you know, and it probably doesn't mean the world to everyone in this competition, but it does to me, like, it really does, to win this. And I've seen Decky Daly, Derek Collin, lads who I would have looked up to win this, and now I'm one of them, and it makes me very emotional.
You probably sense today, Alan, that the chance of getting a third crack at this next year, this is the day to seize the moment.
Absolutely, you know, as I said, third time lucky for me. When we won the league in 2005, we didn't turn up against Drogheda. That was a disgrace on our part. Last year we tried not to lose it, but ran up against a good player, a good team. And this year I couldn't see myself losing. I just couldn't. Like, all week I was just thinking about Macmillan and thinking about Kilduff and what I could do, and the mere thought of losing it was just petrifying me, you know.
The first moments you went into Macmillan hard in the air, I mean, your commitment was unrelenting. Was that sort of just something you needed to do yourself just to make a statement early on that you were going to keep on top of it?
I think so, you know. I think so. When we played up there, a few things happened that I wasn't really too happy with as a professional footballer, you know, on the pitch, like up at their place in Oriel. So that was building up since then, and it's a nice little revenge for me, I suppose.
Although you had to sort of be cold-hearted as well, you couldn't let your emotions get the better of you.
Yeah, that came a point. This was, I had a chat with Rob, the referee, and he told me to calm down.
Because you're on a yellow card.
Yeah.
You could have got an earlier one. I mean, you were on a bit of a...
It was never a yellow card, anyway, was
no,
it?
No, the actual one I got booked for probably wasn't, but he said it was persistent, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did, look. I've probably been around it long enough that I knew I had to calm down, like, but I really wanted to start with that challenge, and I was happy it came off.
And to beat Dundalk, that's who you want to beat. They're the champions, they're the team in Europe, they're the cup holders. With all due respect, you didn't want to beat Cove Ramblers or Bray Wanderers in a cup final. You wanted to beat the champions.
100%, yeah, 100%. Like, when we played our cup finals at the same time and they drew, obviously, they had to replay. A few people asked me in between, who do you want? And I said Dundalk every time, you know. When they were playing Derry with the replay, I said, you want to beat them, because if you don't, there'll always be question marks. And as I said, this is the third time we beat them this season. We deserve a lot of credit as a group, as a squad, as a club. And it wasn't for them having such a phenomenal season, we'd get a lot more, I think.